From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States has temporarily halted all non-immigrant visa applications from Turkey. The U.S. Embassy in Ankara released a statement on Sunday. It said recent events have forced the United States government to reassess the commitment of the government of Turkey to the security of U.S. mission facilities and personnel. The statement did not clarify the reasons for which the embassy is reassessing Turkey's commitment, nor did it say for how long the suspension would last. It said in order to minimize the number of visitors to our embassy and consulates while this assessment proceeds, effective immediately, we've suspended all non-immigrant visa services at all U.S. diplomatic facilities in Turkey. Hours later, Turkey retaliated by announcing its own suspension of visa services in the U.S., using language that parroted the U.S. statement and reasons for the halt. President Trump made it clear on Sunday that in order to strike a deal with the Democrats to allow the so-called Dreamers to stay in the country, he will insist on overhauling the country's green card system, hiring 10,000 more immigration officers, and building a wall along the southern border. Trump's immigration policy wish list also includes limiting family-based green cards to spouses and the minor children of U.S. citizens and lawful permanent residents, and creating a points-based system. But Democrats vehemently oppose many of the demands on his list. This is VOA News. German